New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
We're back with the Boomer Esiason Foundation and Team Boomer. With me right now is Michaela Johnson. She is the president of Team Boomer, and she is going to talk about what is Team Boomer. Good morning, Michaela. How are you?
Hi, Tiffany. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So can you let our listeners know what exactly is Team Boomer?
So Team Boomer is the athletic division at the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Boomer is an athlete, obviously, and loves athletics, but most importantly, people with cystic fibrosis should be exercising. Michelle discussed earlier the importance of people with, you know, clearing out their lungs and their difficulty to breathe. And it's really important to exercise and maintain a healthy lifestyle if you want to extend your life.
Now, as president of Team Boomer, what is your mission?
Our mission is to encourage everyone with cystic fibrosis to get out there and exercise. Sometimes it's a little bit daunting because they're so busy doing their treatments, going to school, going to work, but it's really important that they exercise. Sometimes it's painful for them to exercise because it's so hard for them to breathe, but the benefits after they start exercising are extraordinary. So Team Boomer was actually founded about 8 years ago by one of our CF ambassadors at the foundation. His name is Jerry Cahill. Jerry is over 60 years old, which is very impressive for someone with cystic fibrosis, just given all the struggles. When Jerry was born, you know, after he was diagnosed, his doctors told his parents he probably won't see his 13th birthday. You pretty much need to keep him in a bubble. He needs to be the bubble boy. You know, do not let him outside. Do not let him around people. You don't want him getting sick. Do not let him exercise or run or do any of that. But his parents took the approach, if he only has a few more years, we want him to live. We want him to live amongst his friends and his brothers. And his brothers and his friends all played sports. So they enrolled him in every sport from, you know, basketball to baseball to football to track, everything. And he did it. Well, 13th birthday came and went. College, he went off to UConn and was a track star there and was really thriving. Moved to New York City, started, you know, had a great career, and his life just really took on this whole other, you know, road that he never imagined. So when his disease started to progress into his mid-40s, he came to volunteer at the foundation. He's an ambassador now. And he just really thought, he spoke to Boomer and he thought it was important that we have a program that encourages exercise because he truly believes that is the sole reason he's still standing today. So with that, you know, Boomer said, okay, well, go do it. So he did a turkey trot in Brooklyn and he raised, you know, $12,000 and turned that into a scholarship program. And here we are today with Team Boomer. And over the last, you know, 8 to 10 years now, we've raised nearly $10 million for Team Boomer. And, you know, collectively, we've probably had over 100 cystic fibrosis athletes, you know, run a half marathon, run a marathon for us. And, you know, we've just noticed through testimonials and people reaching out to us and their doctors, it's really extended their life and created a much better lifestyle for them. So it's something that we're really proud of. And I know with Jerry, this is something that he's really proud of as well, that this is thriving and it's really impacting the lives of so many people.
So Jerry's actually a legend.
Oh, Jerry is absolutely a legend. He is a CF superstar. He's a celebrity in the CF community. A lot of people look up to him. Even if you don't have CF, you look up to him and right. His work ethic and everything that he's overcome. It's really amazing.
Now, what events do you have coming up for 2018?
We have a lot of events coming up in 2 weeks, actually, on April 8th. We have our Boomer Cystic Fibrosis Run to Breathe. It's in Central Park, and it's a four-mile race. And this is our seventh year doing the race. We partner with the New York Roadrunners, who, you know, anyone in the area knows. They're an amazing group of people and runners. And every year, our race sells out with about 7,000 participants. And it's just a great day. It's a great day because we get a lot of people coming to run. We get a lot of people coming out to cheer and support those running. We get families. We have children. We have this one family from Long Island. They rent school buses every year, and they have a little boy, Luke, who's 6 years old, and they all wear matching T-shirts in honor of Luke, and they come into the city and raise money. It's just a really, really joyful day for the CF community and for our foundation. Boomer is there, fist pumping everybody and yelling at people in an encouraging way, of course. But it's just a really fun day. We have a little festival area going on, so you can purchase some Team Boomer gear. You can, there's a football toss. You can play ladder golf, cornhole. We're sampling Seneva Super Coffee. The New York Yankees are going to have a tent there. So it's a fun day, too. So even if you don't want to race, if you want to come out and just spectate and watch and see what's going on, everyone is welcome. It's open to the public.
Besides April 8th, the Run to Breathe in Central Park, what other events do you have coming up?
We have a lot. So actually, this afternoon, we have about 35 runners hitting the pavement through Times Square running the New York City Half Marathon. All of those runners pledge to run, you know, a minimum amount of money towards our cause. And we have a lot of events like that throughout the year. You know, right now, if someone were interested in getting involved, I would say one of the best ways to do that is to run the New York City Marathon for us. We're accepting applications right now. Anyone that's in New York City or locally knows the New York City Marathon is one of the biggest events that overtakes the city in November. But as far as marathons goes, it's supposed to be the best one. I've run it myself a couple times, and the experience is unbelievable because you're crossing the Verrazano Bridge and you're, you know, running up First Avenue and through Central Park and all five boroughs. It's really a great experience. But, you know, most importantly, it's, again, it gives people with CF the opportunity to run, but it also gives family members the opportunity to run. You know, we've had, 1 year I had a parent come and I ask every runner, why do you run? Tell me your story. And she said, my daughter is in the hospital awaiting a double lung transplant, I can't do anything to help her. So the only thing I can think to do is to just run and raise money and to show her, this is really hard for me, but it's nothing compared to what you endure every day. So it just gives people the opportunity to support their loved ones and support the CF community in a really positive way. So, I mean, for people interested in running, you know, we have a running coach. So we help you with training. We start sending out weekly emails in the summer. We have a pre-marathon pasta dinner with Boomer. It's really, we create, it's a journey, and you are on this journey with us, and we really create a great, great, exciting environment for our runners leading up till race day.
Now, how could our listeners get some more information? Where can they go?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is go to asiasin.org, and under events, you know, all of our Team Boomer events are listed, and the race, you know, New York City Marathon or any other races you want to be involved in is listed on there as well. And you can sign up online. And from there, we'll give you a call and talk to you and listen to your concerns or questions. And from there, you know, whatever we can do to help and bring you on board, part of the team.
I might look fit, but I am not fit whatsoever. Do you have any other races that you have that's probably not 26.2 miles to run?
I totally get it. That distance is not for everyone. We do, actually. So as I mentioned, we have the race on April 8th in New York City. It's 4 miles. And actually, coming June, on June 10th, we are traveling to the West Coast, and Team Boomer is taking San Diego. So we have a 5K, so 3.2 miles. A little bit more feasible for the majority of people. And we're going to be out in San Diego in conjunction with Vertex Pharmaceuticals. And it's our first year. So we invite everybody to join us. Even if you can't be there, you can run virtually with us that morning. Again, all of those details are on our website. So it's something we're really excited about. Our goal when we started the Run to Breathe races is to eventually expand and to grow. And to right now we reach the tri-state area, but next stop is the West Coast. And then after that, probably the Midwest somewhere.
Now, you are the president of Team Boomer. What is the junior board? You're also a you're the president of the junior board, or you started the junior board?
Yeah, so we have it's a young professional committee junior board at the foundation. I started with Boomer 10 years ago as his personal assistant, actually. And, you know, right away I recognized like the great, great work that the foundation was doing, but a lot of the events were a little bit more focused on, you know, an older crowd, probably with a deeper wallet. And right away I recognized there's so many people in their 20s, early 30s that really want to give back and really right. care about a cause, but and they have some money, but not the kind of money that, you know, the foundation was accustomed to. So with that being said, I asked Boomer about starting this committee, and he said, okay, well, you know, show me what you can do. Right. And so I organized a bar event and got behind the bar and bartended, and we raised, I think, $15,000 that night. And since that, about 8 years ago, so since that night, I've formed a committee. There's 12 of us, and we meet a couple times a year, and we throw events twice a year. And since then, we've raised almost $2 million
wow.
since that date, which is something I'm really, really excited about and really proud of, and really proud that there's so many young professionals in the tri-state area in New York City that come out and support us.
So the events, you only have about two events?
Two events a year. So we do a May spring fling.
Okay.
And we do a fall event as well. And we've hosted them at a number of different venues, everywhere from the Central Park Zoo
oh, nice.
To the Intrepid to the Statue of Liberty, which was really neat. You know, some smaller venues like Lavo, Marquee, the Top of the Standard. So we try to make it really fun for everyone, and we try to use it as a great night for networking. So, you know, no matter what industry you're in, you can show up, not only support the cause, but also network amongst your industry and meet new people.
Is that open to the public?
Yeah, that absolutely. We encourage new people, old people, anyone to attend.
And then just give the website one more time just in case someone wants to go.
Yeah, so if you are interested in coming, it's www.asiason.org.
Now, speaking that you are on the junior board, or that you start at the junior board, what young professional events do you have?
So in addition to those events that we do with the junior board and, you know, the marathon and our 5K and 4 mile race, we have, you know, a lot of other opportunities to get involved. If running isn't for you, we actually have participants in the 5 Borough Bike Tour. We're accepting applications for that as well. So if you like to bike, you know, we encourage you to sign up for our team as well. And that's another, it's 5 boroughs. So it's a great opportunity to see the city, support the cause, exercise, you know, and if those events aren't for you, you can make any Team Boomer your event. So we have people that like to ski, cross-country ski or surf or hike, anything and everything that involves exercise, we want you to exercise. We encourage you to do that. So if you reach out to us, we can, you know, set you up with a page, you can fundraise, we can send you Team Boomer gear, and we just want you to get, you know, really excited about our cause and exercising.
So a couple of dates to look out for would be Sunday, April 8th at 9 a.m., which is the Run to Breathe. June 10th, if you're on the West Coast and you're listening and you're streaming us, you could register for the June 10th San Diego race that they're having, which is also called Run to Breathe. And then we also have the New York City Marathon happening November 4th of 2018. And if you don't have any of those dates, just go onto their website, which is, again,
asiason.org,
to check out anything that you might be interested in. I want to thank you so much. We have Michaela Johnson here, who is the president of Team Boomer, of the Boomer Asiason Foundation. And we also have Michelle Pellini here, who is the manager of the marketing communications for the Boomer Asiason Foundation. I want to thank you so much, Michaela and Michelle, for coming in and just letting us know exactly what this foundation is.
Thanks so much for having us. We had a great time.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. And we want everyone to get involved with us. So visit our website.
Yeah. Join Team Boomer.
And I'll probably be out there on April 8th. So that means I have to start working out now. Yeah. Thank you so much. This has been Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at NashFM947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.